A stage musical doesn't have to be a musical comedy. The genre was created as feel-good entertainment, but it's been evolving now for generations. Mono Valley Theater is bringing fun home, a decidedly modern musical with difficult subject matter, to the stage. We asked director Bree Peters what makes it work.
It's fascinating that it does work, quite honestly, but I would say that what makes it really work is the music itself. The music is extremely compelling and almost cinematographic in that it's in the background a lot as well, which is unusual, for many musicals, certainly the older musicals. You know, it's dialogue, 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 and then all of a sudden,
bang, here comes the song.
We're singing and we're dancing with jazz hands, and this is not that musical.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me, more of the way you would use music in a movie.
Yes, it is quite similar to that. You hear the music as underscoring in a lot of places, and there are repetitive musical themes that show themselves throughout.
Mm-hmm. Does that make production a challenge in a different way? I mean, do you have to rehearse the music at the same time you're rehearsing the scenes?
Yeah, you do. But, I mean, that's what we have a musical director for, and she's there. She was there at it's Jenny Sharoma, fantastic musical director. She was there for every rehearsal playing that background music. Mm-hmm. So it really helps to cement the feelings and emotions of the actors and what's dramatically happening on stage at that moment.
Because that's always the trick with musicals, right? That,
yes.
That dialogue-to-song moment is not something that happens in everyday life.
It's true. What, you don't go around singing every day?
I often wish it happened in everyday life.
Me too.
But that's, I think every fan of musicals wishes life could be more like a musical.
And we could suddenly tap dance.
Yeah, right. But this, the subject matter here, although it might seem unusual for a musical, is not unusual in a person's life.
No, and it's based on the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel. And it's a true story. It actually happened. And it's a fascinating story. Her story may not be completely unique, but it was certainly unique to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never seen this kind of a story told on stage. I've never seen a lesbian protagonist in anything on stage so far, let alone a musical.
And then a lesbian who came to that realization fairly late in her life.
Fairly late. She you will see in the play, she recognizes she is different as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she probably assumed a lot of it had to do with her kind of crazy upbringing. Her father really wasn't in tune with having children.
Mm-hmm.
He was more interested in being out in the world pursuing his other pursuits, and he had many, including men.
What kind of effect did this have on the young girl growing up? How aware of it was she?
Well, she was not aware at all that her father was gay. She did not, bisexual, really. She did not learn that until she was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And just around the same time when she was discovering herself, it was actually 4 months difference. She went home, took her gay lover with her to visit the family, went back to school, and 4 months later, her father killed himself.
Which, as a story, the whole kind of, which put her life at a kind of crossroads, is the kind of thing that will be with you probably for the rest of your life.
I'm sure. I'm sure, and I'm sure it was complete chaos for her. However, the question remained in her mind, and it's in the book as well, that did he kill himself because of her and finding that out, or were there other reasons? And there are other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say too much about that because that's part of the story that's very compelling and
sure.
That you'd want to see live.
Well, the parts of the story that are compelling on a universal level have to do with a quest for identity, right?
Absolutely.
Growing up and figuring out who you are.
Absolutely.
And we've all got our versions of that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So how do you draw an audience to whom that experience seems foreign, alien? How do you draw an audience toward your protagonist, toward your subject?
I guess through just putting the word out there about what the story is and and hoping that people are compelled to see the full picture when they attend.
Mm-hmm. Having gotten that full picture, what would you hope for them to, you know, walk out of the theater thinking?
I would love for them to walk out of the theater thinking, wow, that was so unexpected. That is not the story I thought I was going to see. Even though I've told you some of it, there is more to it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of really fun and funny parts of the musical. It's not just tragic. It's called a tragic comic. That's what she calls her book, a tragic comic.
It's tough to set that tone.
I know. It sounds like it would be, but I think that it's interesting enough topic that people will come. We've had a couple previews so far, mm-hmm. and everybody that I know that has seen it has been amazed by it. Great. Touched by the story, astounded by the story, and in the beautiful music, which just pulls you along into the story.
Bree Peters is the director of the Manoa Valley Theater production of Fun Home, which runs until March 18th. You can learn more about the show on our Facebook page.